This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, I went home yesterday. I was like a kid in a candy shop.
Yeah?
I had these two huge headboards from two old bedroom sets that we've had in the basement forever. And as you know, we're clearing out the basement, right?
Right.
I took a sledgehammer and I bust those things. It was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah,
like one of those rooms that you break stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pretended one was you.
Yeah. Just beat the hell out of it. Fantastic.
And the other was Carson.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Okay. Smash, smash.
Wow. All right, well, good.
Yeah, I thought we were friends
yesterday.
That's good.
I should have taped.
Yeah, you should have.
But it would have been viral this morning. Smash, smash, smash.
And then you took it all upstairs and out the door.
I did. I toted it all up the stairs and out to the big old dumpster and all set to get rid of that sucker.
Yeah, so, I feel like you guys have been cleaning out that basement for like 5 years.
Little by little. Yeah, yeah. Man, I tell you, you don't know. Have you ever looked around your house and thought to yourself, if I had to move, say in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Do you know what a job that would be? If you had to do it on your own,
mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? I mean, Jimmy, you've got...
My stuff, I told you, I mostly have clothes. My stuff is clothes.
You don't have a lot of just, like,
I don't.
Junk?
Well, it's all organized in totes. Everything's in totes.
See, that's
with
nice.
Labels.
Yeah, I don't have that.
So, I mean, the totes would be a pain.
Because
I probably have 100.
But it's all packaged together. That's
but
really
they are
nice.
they are all labeled and stuff. But I do, I don't know why I hold on to all that stuff. My girlfriend, she has 5 kids, and she was in the basement. She's like, you have too many totes with your son's name on them and saying what they are.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I can't get rid of them.
You know,
it's like, it says Ralphie baby clothes, Ralphie's trucks, Ralphie's Hot Wheels, Ralphie's Legos. It's like...
You know, yesterday I came up on one of those moments that you're talking about with Ralphie, with my boys, the older boys, not Frog, but the older boys. There's a box that's been in the basement, and it's been there for a long, long time. And the boys in the box is all their, what are they called? The photo books that you get from high school?
Oh, their yearbooks.
Yearbook.
Yeah.
Your yearbook. It's all their yearbooks. They don't want them.
They don't want to look at them?
They don't want them. I've asked all of them, hey, if you want your yearbook, let me know.
I have mine.
Even their mom doesn't want it.
Really?
No. She's like, no, I don't have room for it. It's a box. And, you know, it's 3 boys, 4 years each, 12 yearbooks.
Yeah.
They're pretty good size. It was Chatfield High School, right? I threw them away yesterday.
Oh, wow.
They went into the dumpster.
I would have taken pictures of everybody that signed them.
Yeah.
It was the hardest thing to do.
That's what I would have done. I would have taken pictures of the pages, because they don't sign them anymore. I don't know why, but they don't. But I would have taken pictures of everybody that signed them and then sent them to your kids.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
See, that's the coolest, when you go back and actually read, and you were maybe forgot an old friend, and then they pop back in your head, like, wow, I wonder what that person's doing.
Carson, you're rad.
Yeah. Stay cool. man. See you next year.
Yeah.
but they didn't want him. And one's in California, one's in New York. So, I mean, that's out the window. You can't, you know, and Jared didn't want his.
That's weird.
So nobody wanted them. But what I did was I took each book before I threw it away, threw it in the dumpster, and I looked up his picture.
Right.
Each boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I did that with 12 books. Before tossing them in the dumpster. It was sad. It was like I was at a funeral yesterday. I'm out in the driveway going, oh, that's foot junk.
Wow.
It was awful.
We have 8 of those yearbooks from my school because we get one for each house.
Okay.
That's great.
Yeah. So I would get one and then his dad would order one. And so we have a lot of them.
Yeah. I have mine.
I have mine too.
Yeah.
I even have Chad LaQuatz.
Yeah.
He's a kid from high school. I was supposed to sign his yearbook. I never gave it back.
Oh.
And he knows. He's my Facebook friend. So he knows I still have his yearbook, and I still haven't signed it.
That's hilarious. You got to sign it one day and just mail it back to him.
I am totally going
to
do that.
Has he asked you to send it back to him?
Yes, he has.
I wouldn't hold on to it much longer.
Oh, my God. Well, we're not that old. So I'm going to sign
it. We don't know what his habits are these days.
I am going to sign it, and I'm going to mail it back. But it'll be like from now. It's just
That's
so funny.
That's awesome, though.
It's still a joke because like I'm friends with everybody still from high school and stuff. And so I still like do little things on Facebook, holding it hostage. Like, has anybody seen Chad LaQuatz? I still have his yearbook.
It was a tough moment yesterday.
I bet.
Looking through 12 different yearbooks, looking up your kid, and then tossing it in a dumpster.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, man. But they don't care. They don't. They've got, I don't know why they have no sentimental value with these things.
Huh.
But they don't. They don't care.
Raised some great kids.
I did. They won't forget about those years, I guess.
I guess.
BJ and Jamie.
I got something I want to share with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing it because my wife is at work, okay?
Okay. Oh.
But I'm on to her reindeer games for Christmas.
Okay.
Right? I'm on to these reindeer games that wives like to play with their husbands, thinking we're so stupid, okay? All right. So
quite the setup, BJ.
Over the week.
I feel like there's some anger.
I know.
Well, wait till you hear.
Okay.
Over the weekend, I go into my T-Mobile account. We love T-Mobile. Jamie endorses T-Mobile. We love them.
Right.
I go in because one of my kids asked about an extra line for a laptop or iPad or something, okay? But I did notice in my basket on the T-Mobile account is the brand new iPhone 16 Pro.
Oh,
yeah. Now, as you know, my wife is very irritated with me because my phone, you can only answer on the speaker.
Which is crazy.
So she doesn't like having her conversations when she calls me for everyone to know.
Well, it's uncomfortable for everyone.
Yeah, like we don't need to hear the conversation either.
Right. Especially when they're arguing. It's all on speaker.
Gotcha. All right. But now that that's in my basket, I know who put it there. My wife did. And she's going to get the iPhone 16 Pro for Christmas for Beige. All right.
No, you're getting her old one.
Yeah. She's getting it for herself.
No, I got this figured out, Jimmy. Hang on. You're jumping the gun on me.
That's usually how it goes.
No, I'm going to get the 16 Pro, but guess whose name on the account and who's paying for the 16 Pro?
Hold on.
I think
it's going to get even worse than that. I think she's getting the 16 Pro, you're getting her old phone, and you're still paying for it.
No. Nobody gives you the old phone for Christmas. I'm going to get the 16 Pro. But I do know for a fact that it's not going to be paid for in full. Okay, so what she's going to do is she probably will get the whatever deal they're throwing out there right now for you to sign up for this. She's probably reaping that as a little bonus to her. But yes, I'm going to be making monthly payments on the 16 Pro, but that's going to be my Christmas present. Is that a bunch? That's a sham.
Well, it is for you because she actually works. I do feel bad for stay-at-home moms because they feel like my girlfriend's a stay-at-home mom, and she has so much guilt when it comes to buying him a gift because he's going to be paying for it. because she's a stay-at-home mom. And she's like, oh my God, it's just awful at Christmas because I want to get him something nice, but it's his own money.
Yeah. I could see how that would be a thing.
So that's kind of a... But
yeah,
she,
but that's not my wife.
No, I just said that. I said,
yeah, no.
I feel that's who I feel sorry for. Yeah. But your situation, she's just a scam artist.
No. It's about how making you feel good that you got this great gift for Christmas, but then screw you at the same time.
Yeah.
It's all about that. Put the old right to you, man.
Yeah,
that's because, what's happening.
Well, because Carson did that to his wife. Remember? He did the whole, let's go to a bunch of different hockey games for Christmas.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
You did this, Carson. And you pulled this
Bree
off.
Bree does not want to go to hockey games in Arizona and LA.
Carson, you're just like
a
wife.
Arizona's one of her favorite places to go.
Yeah, okay, but not to see a hockey game.
You're exactly right.
Yeah, he
pulled the same little trick. But I'm on to her shenanigans, fam. Yeah, I see it over the weekend, and I would have never seen it. I would have never seen it because I don't look at the T-Mobile account and I don't look at the payment each month. I just know that it's X amount of dollars and blah, blah, blah. And I would have never caught it probably. So I'll get the phone and not just assume that she paid for it.
You know, you're giving me a little bit of PTSD about this phone situation. So my son's dad and I went in on a new iPhone for my kid about, I think he was like 15, something like that. And we agreed that we would split it, right?
Yeah.
And at that Christmas, he was with his dad. He's like, oh my God, dad got me a new iPhone. Oh my God. Really? Because I paid $500 for that sucker.
He got all the credit.
Yes, all the credit. He never even told my kid I put in $500 for that thing.
No, it was all me, son.
Now, from a guy's perspective, that's okay. I don't have a problem with that story, okay? No.
So mad.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, we have breaking news.
What's her name?
Bianca.
I was watching Bianca.
We have breaking news. BJ gets to see a full ass in boobs again.
Yeah. Man, that was a close call this morning. See, the rumor was that Kanye and this Bianca girl, they had broken up and they were headed for a divorce. And she was in Australia. He's up in Tokyo. That's a long way apart, man.
Yep.
And it wasn't going to happen anymore. And if you don't have her in the picture with him, then she's not wearing those see-through, you know, kind of a trash bag looking clothes that she wears.
Sometimes she's just shows like full ass cheek.
Yeah. I thought the nakedness was gone, just gone, disappearing. Sad day. And then breaking news, as Jamie just said, they're reunited and the pictures are out again.
Thank God.
Thank God. Close call.
Man.
You know, you got people in Florida, they're worried about a hurricane.
I know.
I was worried about this. I came in here. That's
priorities, people, priorities.
That's a cat five to me. That was a bad, bad,
but you
bad.
Did say, okay, so let me just tell you how it goes off the air. In all honesty, he's like, whoo, all right, good. I get to see her boobs again and her butt and all that. And he's like, man, it looks like she might have packed on a few pounds.
She did in her butt. But that's okay with me. It's okay with
Maybe
me.
She got injections.
She looks great.
Yeah, she might have. Yeah.
She is a beautiful woman.
She is actually beautiful.
She is beautiful. Yeah. A lot better than Kim Kardashian.
I'm
just saying.
All right, well...
I'm just saying, my observation, that's all.
I feel like she's a clone of Kim Kardashian. They look exactly the same.
They look a lot alike.
She wants to be like her, for sure.
Yeah. I didn't ask you.
Sorry. What is going on? My God.
I don't know. You know, I've been giddy ever since I knew that Trump's plane was coming to town.
I know, because he loves aviation.
I love aviation.
He loves it, yeah.
Aviation connoisseur. B.J. Harris. All right. Well,
you're just weird today.
Now, the Kanye thing.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier. Do we know if there was a prenup or not? Because if he didn't do that, that's a real dumb move on his part.
Yeah, we don't know.
We have no idea.
I haven't really been following them that close, so I don't know.
I've been trying to figure out if they have a prenup, and I've seen so far is it says no information if they have one or not, so they probably don't have one.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Do you guys, I forgot, I've asked you this before, but I forget. Do you have one with Lisa?
Nope.
All my friends have prenups. All of them.
I think you have to have a lot of money to be a prenup.
No, you don't. I think everybody should have one.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you think. I'm just saying, in actuality, I think most people don't have one.
Yeah.
Most people
did Bree make you get one, Carson?
No.
She should have.
I'd say 85% of marriages do not have a prenup.
Yeah, I would feel weird 85%. Asking that.
Really?
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
It's not even close to being common.
It should be.
Yeah,
you know,
I think it should.
I mean, it destroys
money. Yeah, I get it.
No, I mean, it destroys people. You know?
I get your opinion on it. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you look at people, it takes people to have money to have prenups.
It doesn't really. It's even about, like, you know, just anything that you earn in the future.
Yeah, none of my friends are rich or anything, and they all have them.
I mean, everybody recommends it, that you really should do it to protect everything, all your assets. And even I'm worried about one of my girlfriends, like, she's getting a payout from a relative, and I'm like, oh, boy.
I don't know one couple that has a prenup.
You don't
either. Not one. And I got a couple of people that got some money, and they don't have a prenup. They don't have one.
Not saying so, I know a lot of people that have them.
And I'm not saying that they shouldn't. It doesn't matter to me. Yeah, that each his own. I'm just saying that it's not that common.
Well, I think that Carson does have a point. There is a weird, like, when I told somebody, because we were talking about getting married, when I told him I needed a prenup, he got really pissed off and said, because I was buying the house, and he's like, so I'm just going to be out on my, like, you know, kicked to the curb if we break up. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, I mean, I am the one buying the house, so.
But it makes a difference to what phase in your life you're getting married to.
Yeah.
That's
a
big deal.
A lot of people get together when they don't have money.
And if you're asking for a prenup and you're in Schmidl's situation, okay, and Liz, let's say he and Liz are going to get married, okay?
Oh, that's so sweet. And, oh my God, I love this point,
you're right on that cusp, do you or do you not? But if somebody younger than you, say you're 25 and you're marrying somebody that's your age, you're probably not going to discuss a prenup. You're just starting out. But if you've already established, got a career, got a home, whatever, then it's a different situation for
you. Trust me, people like, I mean, I was in a golf cart with John Elway, and he told me that he and what's her name didn't have a prenup.
Yeah.
And when they met at Stanford, I was like, guess what? They got a divorce.
Yeah. If you have the money coming in, I get it. But if you make the money after being married,
okay, question.
What are you going to do? Anyway. Yeah.
Question. Do you think that Bo or whatever, what's our quarterback's name?
Bo Nix.
You think he and that hot girl, do you think they have a prenup?
No.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Because they were high school sweethearts or college sweethearts?
Right.
What about Mahomes?
And they were together.
They definitely don't, I don't think.
They were together and planned before he ever got the big contract. So she's a part of it.
What about Taylor and Travis?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they will.
Get one?
They will.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Just checking. Just checking it. I was just putting feelers
she's
out.
She's the prenup type.
What does that mean? I'm a prenup type. What does that mean?
Exactly.
What? There's not a type. We just have to cover our ass.
Exactly.
BJ and Jamie.
I decided if I should tell you something and shock the crap out of it. Oh, is this on?
Do I? Yeah. Oh. You can't decide if you should tell me something or...
Oh, my God. I said this.
Well, let's finish that. All right, you should either what now?
I didn't know if I should tell you something and shock the crap out of you or just leave it to me. Just keep it inside. I can't decide.
Is it disparaging to me?
Nope.
Is it embarrassing to me?
It's embarrassing to me.
Oh.
Then I say talk about it.
Yeah. I want to know about it right now.
I say let's go with it. All right, Carson.
Yeah, I'm in.
Let's go. We're in.
Okay.
What is it?
Well, I'm going golfing Friday with Okie Dokie.
What?
What?
Say it slowly. Say it slowly. Oh, okay? Because I...
Schmidl is on the ground.
I don't even know what's going on.
Schmidl is on the ground.
I gotta fix my headphones. Schmidl? Oh, hang on. Schmidl.
Why?
What are you doing, Jim?
Yeah.
What are
just
you doing?
Just going golfing.
Yeah, just golfing.
We're just going to recycle.
We're just going golfing. We're going golfing.
Have things gotten that bad? You would have thought that if things have gotten that bad, that I would have seen signs.
Desperate measures. Yeah,
I've even seen these signs.
No.
This is completely
there's no signs. I just wanted to go golfing. He belongs to a club.
Okie Dokie is an old boyfriend.
Yeah.
Old boyfriend that, well,
he's a shyster.
Well, he loves Jamie's credit score.
Yeah.
Okay. He likes her credit
score. He likes her wallet.
Yeah. This is not why I brought it up. I'm just saying,
it was a terrible split up.
It was so horrible.
It was a nasty little spat.
It was horrible. But now, I haven't talked to him in like 7 years.
I don't have anything against the guy because I don't, you know, he's done nothing to me.
Yeah.
He's always been nice to me. Here's $100 I could get from him, but I joined this fantasy football league.
You did.
Mm-hmm. And I won.
Yeah. Yep.
Supposed to get paid.
Yeah. Anyway.
Got nothing.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I'm just golfing on Friday. I was going to tell you, I meant to, this was going to go off there, and then I was, never mind.
Okay. Okie dokie. Wow.
I'm just going golfing. We're just going golfing.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to him in like 7 years.
He was bad for your mental stability.
Yeah.
He was.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But anyway, just golf is fine. Yay. Oh, anyway, I was going to ask if you wanted to go.
No, I'm good.
We got to force him.
Yeah. I wonder who's paying.
Actually, it's his club. He belongs to it.
Really?
Yeah.
He belongs to a club?
Uh-huh. Because I've gone with him before to this place.
No kidding.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
How'd he swing that?
Who's paying for it? He's paying for his membership.
Listen, okay, this is not how this was supposed to go.
He's riding her coattail.
Oh my God. Anyway, so you sure? Do you want to golf?
No, I don't want to.
PXGs, man.
Well, it's going to rain.
I get to use my PXGs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. What?
It's going to rain.
When?
You're going to get rained out.
On Friday?
Friday.
Oh.
Supposed to rain Friday afternoon into Saturday into Sunday.
Is that Jesus crying?
Not only that. In Castle Rock, they're expecting snow.
Oh, well, I'm not golfing there, so that's good.
I'm just saying Castle Rock. But rain for the metro area.
I'm golfing at Inverness.
Yeah. Well, that's, right down the street. Right?
Yeah. Well, sure.
Yeah, it's going to rain.
Right after the show, you want to go?
No, okay, I've got things going on, man. I'm busy. I got to follow this Menendez trial. I got so much going on.
I'm just saying. Okay. All right.
By the way, speaking of the snow, weather, and all that, the next 3 nights is just full in the skies. You've got a super moon that occurs starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
You've got a comet that's out there that's going crazy.
I thought we already saw that comet.
No, the comet's still there.
Yeah, it is.
It's supposed to stay there for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh.
2 weeks.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Every night the comet's out there. So you've got a comet, and then you've got the Northern Lights are back Friday.
That is crazy. Astronomy. Nuts.
It's more fascinating than Okie Doke. Tell you that. Right now.
Used to do the weather, now you do astronomy.
I think that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Some of the pictures are pretty impressive.
Yeah, actually, that comet is pretty cool.
And the comet.
Yeah.
I've never seen one.
I didn't get to see that one either.
Me either. Missed it. But it's supposed to cloud up, so we may not get any of this.
Crap.
I can't believe
it. Oh, my God.
You know what?
I knew I threw you off. I knew he's just so irritated.
I think everyone's so
worst decision you could ever make.
He's so mad. I know. Well, I just threw him off.
Didn't you? I agree with you.
Listen, people change. People change.
Yeah, but did you hang out with him 2 weeks ago?
Here's the deal. Carson didn't live through it.
Right.
You weren't here.
Right.
You weren't here when the Okie Doke phase.
But I've heard the stories and just the stories alone.
Hang on. Spadil and I lived through it.
Okay.
You have no idea. Mm. You have no idea what a basket case he turns her into.
Wow.
And then we have to deal with it, right, Spadil?
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day.
Oh, my God. There's no relationship. I'm not going back into a relationship.
Extra meetings with the boss again. Spadil and I would get dragged in. What the hell's going on with her? I don't know.
I'm not going into a relationship. I'm just going in as a friendship.
It's the start.
No, it's not. It's not. It's just going to be a friendship. It's cool.
What'd you do 2 weeks ago?
We went golfing. And he came out to the cabin. And nothing happened. So there. Mm.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
On the Bible. I'm putting my hand on the Bible.
Do I look like I just fell off the back of a turnip truck?
On my son's life. Now, you know I wouldn't do that. There. So now do you believe me? On my son's life. Ha-ha.
Can't argue with that.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie. Traitor.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I'm not talking to you.
That's right.
I'm busy.
Good. I'll just sit over here.
All right. What's the problem?
I'm not talking to you right now.
You have been all morning.
Yeah, but I forgot.
It's like, bar, 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 bar. I wish you weren't talking to me.
No. I forgot. I forgot that I was mad at you.
Oh, I know, but I mean, I really wish that was a thing.
And it just hit me then. Oh, shut up, Shmadel. It just hit me that I'm really mad at you.
Oh,
so
okay.
I didn't. I broke my code of ethics here.
Really?
Guess. Yeah.
Really?
Jamie mentioned yesterday. Can I say this?
Well, I don't care.
There's
I have nothing to hide.
There's an old boyfriend that I guess you could say I'm not real fond of. I mean, I don't hate anybody.
Well, Paul doesn't have a problem with him. Paul doesn't have a problem with him.
No, he does.
No, he does.
Yeah,
we're all golfing together.
Not, yeah.
We're all golfing together.
Well, he's just biting his lip and going out.
No, he's not.
Golf.
No.
He likes golf.
Anyway.
But anyway, Jamie mentioned yesterday that she's playing golf this weekend with an old boyfriend who they've decided that they can just be friends.
Yeah.
Which I think is really difficult to do.
No, it's really not. It's really not. Like, when you're finally over somebody, and you know, and it just was like that, and you hadn't talked to them for 7 years, and you hadn't thought of them or anything, and then they come back and say, hey, you know what? I was a jerk. I was horrible. I've changed, blah, 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 all this stuff. You're not attracted to them anymore, but you'll be friends with them. You'll forgive them. I mean, you have to forgive people, unless they kill you.
Shmadel, what do you think?
What, him?
Is it possible? I'm asking. I'm just going around the room. What do you think? Do you think that this is how Jimmy explains it or how I'm explaining it?
Well,
going to lead to something.
I know that, like, if I had... excuse me. If I had to, like, try to be friends with one of my exes, I could text and stuff and, like, talk to them about their life. But if I had to hang out with them in person, it would just... stir up too many old feelings.
See, yeah, but yeah, I've already yeah, gone golfing yeah, with yeah. him once. He's been out to the cabin with my sister.
But I feel like he's trying. Maybe you don't feel that way, but he definitely is trying to like
yep.
get in.
Absolutely.
Why else would he be like, "Hey, come golfing with me. Hey, do this." It just.
I think because you just hit a point in your life where you're like that. I mean, when we had fun, but we weren't good in a relationship.
Yeah, but it makes.
I mean, it's my life, so why don't you shut the hell up? Let me decide.
I ask you if I could bring it up.
I know, but I mean, like, I've just decided.
Here's what I'm going to say. That, yeah, you could feel that way, or he could feel that way. But the odds of both of you feeling that way
are very
slim.
Would you say you're Mr. Romance or something?
Dr. Love.
Yeah. Well, I'm already in a bad mood, so let's maybe just move on.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm at the grocery store last week. I just want to know if you do this. When you go to Whole Foods or wherever you go, Jamie, are you a cart snooper? Do you look at other people's carts?
God, no. Who
you
cares?
Don't look at it?
That's weird.
I do.
You judge other people
yeah.
by what they're buying?
Well, I don't know if I judge. I'm just curious.
Why?
I don't know if I judge them, because if you look at my cart, I mean, you could judge me, too. I don't think it's judging. I think it's more of, I don't know. I get in line, and other people do this, too. I know you do. Maybe the crew in here doesn't, but I get in line, and I can't help it. And I get caught doing it, too. People look at me like, it's none of your business, pal.
You know, you're a food voyeur.
I'm a cart snooper when I get to the grocery store. If somebody's in line behind me or even in front of me, I watch what they're putting up there, what they got in their cart.
I have nothing to say about this. It's so weird.
You find that weird? I'll bet you there are a lot of people out there that are the same way.
They probably think you're trying to steal something out of their car.
No. I think they think I'm just nosy or you know, something like that.
Okay,
I don't know.
I will tell you. So we were at the grocery store yesterday, and two, you know, the family, there was like 10 of them. They come by, and they have two carts, and it's jam-packed. Like, they're up to the brim. So, yeah, I did look. I was like, wow, that's two carts just jam-packed with food. I was
what did you buy? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the items that are in the cart. Not how many carts they got and how full it is. I'm talking about the items in the cart. I can tell, you know, oh, that person's eating really healthy, man. I wish I could do that. You know, wow. Jeez.
You again, know, I have nothing to say. This is so weird.
Anybody find that weird? Jamie, when you live in Littleton, Colorado, and you got nothing else to do, you go to the store and you look at other people's carts and you judge them based on the items they have in there. Are they a healthy person? Are they not healthy?
Wow.
You know, you just take a look.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, you were talking off air.
Wait. What are you going to, you really can't. If that was the other thing I was talking about?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Really, no. It's fresh.
What? No, we can just say.
No, we can't say anything.
No. There's a list out.
Oh, let's just do the list. But
that's
no,
what I'm saying.
Okay,
I'm not saying.
Okay.
No. I'm not saying the other thing.
All right, so here's the thing. I was telling BJ, this is a true story. So I was telling BJ, they came out. This is five promises that couples make to each other. And if you make these five promises, they say that these couples that make these five promises stay together forever.
So these five promises will keep you together.
Yeah.
But you got to commit to them.
And I was telling BJ, this is why I'm single, because I can't.
And you only read one to me, and I said no.
Yeah, that's the one I was like.
Just the start.
Yeah. So the first one is that you say, but I think this is a vow anyway, that I promise to love you every day, right?
Yeah,
and that's easy.
Even though I have my moods, no matter what, I will always love you.
The love will always
We can get angry, we can argue, it doesn't mean...
Because I still will love you. Well, that's easy, right? Because if you love somebody, you love somebody.
Check mark. I'm checking them all.
Okay, so that one's easy because, I mean...
Love you, dear.
Even if you hate somebody at that moment, you always love them, right?
Yes, okay. Yes.
All right, I promise to choose you first. Yeah,
over
that one's
what?
That one over anything and everything.
Priority is number one.
Yeah. That's not going to work for me.
Ooh, that's a tough one, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to put an X on that one, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Because I have, like, a lot of things I like to do and stuff, and so I choose me over you a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I would have loved for Kansas City to won last night.
Yeah.
I had money on them.
Yeah. So, like, you choose football over your wife.
I've done it. I've done it.
I promise to take responsibility even if I'm wrong.
Well, there's another X.
That is hard to do, though.
Not every single time. There are times I'm going to be wrong, but I'm going to stick to it, man. you are not going to get the I'm wrong out of me.
Yeah.
Now, there are times that I will give in when I know that it's, you know, it's not a biggie.
You're not going to win is what
you
mean.
Right. Well, there are times that I know I'm not going to win, and I'm still going to stick to my story.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to put an X on that one.
Right. Yeah.
So far, I got one.
I promise to say yes. Even if I don't feel like doing something, I promise to say yes.
Well, that's a fat no.
Oh, my God. It's so funny that we're talking about this, because my girlfriend's, we were all talking yesterday about you guys, you men, right? And she just brought up that she doesn't like to do his hobbies, but that always happens, right? It always happens. We don't like your hobbies. You don't like our hobbies.
Ours is completely opposite. Our hobbies.
Your hobbies, right? Yeah.
She loves running. I hate running.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
She loves to go to pottery. I don't have any desire to go to pottery. But anything I like sports, whatever, she hates it.
And she said that she always does what he wants. Like, you know, he likes to go hike or whatever. So she always goes hiking and stuff.
Yeah.
And she goes, but I love to go shopping and have lunch, and he doesn't want to do that. And I'm like, I go, what man wants to go shopping?
I don't know what you're expecting.
And she goes, well, he could at least do lunch.
Do lunch, and then I'll bounce. We'll drive separately lunch, and then you can go shopping.
But he doesn't like to have lunch either.
That's the problem, though. I mean, if you do the lunch, you got to do the shopping. So you're kind of trapped.
I've never dated anybody that wants to go shopping and do lunch.
No.
Ever.
No.
Because shopping's always one-sided. Like, I'm gonna watch you try on clothes, and then I'm just going to sit there.
Yeah. and then you're going to give me crap. They spent too much money on this thing. And, yeah. You know, it's just not fun.
Well, and if you're like me, I'm not even in the shop. Even if I were going and she was trying on hers and me being able to look at other stuff for me, I'm just not into shopping.
Right.
That's it.
And I posted like last week that guy that was shopping with his wife and she was so excited to go to like Mervin's or no, what's that home place? Anyway, she was so excited at home to get all her fall decor, yeah. Right? And he's just like, we don't need another throw pillow. It's like, don't take a guy when you're going for that stuff because they don't get it.
Exactly,
yeah,
Jamie.
So,
it's a lot easier to
fun.
Show up at home for Lisa. It's a lot easier on both of us. If she shows at home with stuff that I would never, ever like, not approve, that's not the right word, but I would be rolling my eyes.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, why are you buying that? It's a lot easier on both of us if she just shows up at home with it instead of me being at the store as she picks it out and pays for it.
So I don't know like what she thinks about. I mean, I know her husband. There's no way it'd be fun to shop with him.
No.
I don't know what. Like in her head, she has this romance or something about we'll go shopping in Cherry Creek and then we'll have lunch. Oh,
and we'll be laughing the entire time.
It'll be glorious. Here's how it goes. You'll hate what he's wearing. He wore something stupid. It'll start off bitching. Then you don't like where you went to eat because you didn't want to eat there, but he doesn't want to go where you want to go eat because it's too expensive. And then he is like, why are we here? All these places are too expensive. It's going to end up in misery.
You know, I feel like, too, that if you're going to stay together forever, and the criteria is you have to say yes to everything, I do think that would work, but I think it's all one-sided.
Yep.
I don't think it's both doing this. I think it's one-sided. I'll give you an example. I've got an aunt and an uncle, right? All their lives as married, and they've been together for probably 40 years, okay? But everything they've ever done is what he wants to do. She never did anything that she wanted to do.
And
she just said yes to his every request.
Well, that's not fun either, though.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It turns out to be one way if you agree to this in most cases, I think.
Well, I was just telling her, like, maybe you should find other things besides shopping and lunch. Like, that you want to do.
Yeah, like a more common ground where you could both get
into
it.
Yeah, but she's like, but that's what I really
want
to do.
Yeah, but that's faking it.
Yeah, that's true.
Not what she really wants to do. What she really wants to do is shopping and lunch. And he doesn't want to do it. But I mean, there is no.
And I'm not going to tell the story again, but the reality is they're not going to have fun doing that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. That's like with Lisa and I, that for me to go out and look for something that we both enjoy, I literally down deep probably wouldn't enjoy it because now I'm having to search for something.
Right?
That really is outside of what I really like. You
but
know?
That's why I think why I think Groupon is so great.
Yeah.
Because Groupon, you both have to do something that sucks. Like ballroom dancing.
Yeah.
Like I got us a Groupon for ballroom dancing. Neither one of us want to go do it.
Exactly.
But we did it and it was super fun.
Right.
You know? So if you both agree to do something that sucks, yay! Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it comes out all right.
And then after we do it, we both agree to never do it again.
Exactly.
That's what we agree on. Never do that again.
All right, and then the final promise that that you both agree on. What? I promise to be your hero. What the hell is that?
Well, that's true. That's the role I play. I'm the hero.
It says when life is challenging and even when it's not, you deserve a champion. Someone who will be there for you, love and support you unconditionally, no matter what. I commit to being your hero and helping you feel emotionally and physically safe and secure. I believe in you and I believe in us. Oh my. This is not
Here's
reality.
How you be a hero. You stay employed.
Yeah, what?
Keep a check coming in, man.
Oh my God.
That's how you're a hero.
Right there.
You keep that check coming in. That's how you do it.
I think
both sides. I'm saying both sides.
Here's the thing is nobody can live up to how my dad could fix everything. You know what I mean? Like just Bob could fix every kind of car, every kind of thing that in our house. And so I'm always disappointed in men like they can never be my hero because they can't fix
Those are some big shoes to fill right there.
I'm always like, oh my God, he has to call somebody. Yeah, you guys do like let us down a lot in that area. You know that?
You do, Carson. Right, we'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Question for you.
Okay.
There's a story this morning about a restaurant in Minnesota. And that restaurant in Minnesota is limiting everybody that comes in with children to two drinks. That's it. And it's catching a lot of heat for it.
Why?
I'm with you, Jamie. It's a restaurant. They can make their own rules.
Yeah.
Who cares, right? Right. I mean, doesn't the Rio here in town, don't they limit you to two margaritas or something like
yes.
that?
Yes.
But I don't get it.
But wasn't it you that one time called the police on somebody you saw leave a restaurant?
I don't think so.
Did you do that? Who was it that I'm trying to think of?
I don't think I did.
I thought it was you that you had seen somebody in a restaurant. They had children, and they appeared to be intoxicated.
I'm a tattletale?
Well, I don't know. I was in that position once. That's why I'm bringing it up. And it's haunted me to this day.
Oh, that you didn't call?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it really does. But they were in a restaurant, and I remember exactly where we were at. They had a couple of kids, two kids with them. And they were a little obnoxious. You could tell why, which, you know, I've been there, done it. Okay. But when they left there, it was like, oh, man. I don't feel good about this.
Yeah.
And I've had that. It's like a guilt. It's like I should have called, but I did it. I don't want to be a rat. I'm a snitch.
You're a snitch. You're getting the ditch.
Yeah, but this restaurant's catching heat from patrons saying that they shouldn't limit how many drinks. They can do whatever they want to do.
Well, I mean, I get it if you're like alone with a kid, but if you're with like your husband or your boyfriend or whatever, and you have a kid, like, can't you?
Yeah, usually one stays sober and the other one can have a couple.
Not always. No, I don't know.
I don't know either.
No. But you're missing the point. It's a two drink maximum for whomever.
For both parents.
Yeah, for both parents. So that means if one doesn't drink, then there's no maximum.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Are you sure? I think what they're saying. So let Bree and Carson go to that restaurant, right? She's not drinking. He's only allowed to have two?
Yeah, it kind of seems unfair.
He could have her two, too, so he could get four.
Yeah, he could get four.
Wait, do we know that's the rule?
I don't think that's the rule, but that's a way to skirt around
now
it.
Now you guys are just making up crap.
Like, if I'm not driving and Bree's going to drive, then I should be able to have however many drinks I want.
10.
10, 15, whatever.
The way I see it is, it's a restaurant. It's a private business. They can do whatever the hell they want to do.
You know? That's true.
If you don't like it, don't go there, right?
Right.
And if you're there with children, then you probably, even if you're the person that's not driving, you probably don't want to have 10.
I mean, yeah, I agree with that.
Just go to sleep and ignore the kids.
Fine. I mean, you're going to hate life tomorrow when you got to wake up, but.
Yeah, you might not.
BJ and Jamie.
The Android and the iPhone. As we know, everybody loves their phone. They love their phone. And the operating system you have, too. iPhone lovers love the Apple. The people that have the Android love the Android. No problem.
Yeah, it's really Democrat, Republican kind of thing. You know, like, you can't sway somebody to go the other way, even though I was swayed to go with an iPhone. But it says, this is the craziest part of this whole survey. This survey came out yesterday about how people are, like, literally hated for having the green bubble. It said it's even breaking up relationships and friendships. In fact, 31% of men swipe left on an Android user. And it said 16% of women feel the same. But 31% of men, if they see that you're a green bubble, bye-bye.
So you're telling me that there are people out there that really put that much stock into that bubble. That if it's green or blue, right? Blue.
Yep.
Then that can make a huge difference when it comes to liking someone.
Yeah, it says, and according to the survey, 52% of Android users have been made fun of for their devices. I was part of that.
Yes.
I got made fun of all the time. You guys made fun of my green bubbles all the time. And then my son said I ruined the aesthetics of it, of like anything that's going on.
Well, yeah, because everything's blue and then you got this just green bubble in there.
And then
everything
else
is it. And the thing that bothers me is the videos. When
Android sends
to iPhone users, we can't view your videos.
Well, and vice versa.
Exactly.
They don't, whatever the word is I'm looking for right here, but they just don't send, which I think is rude because I feel like iPhone's doing that. Not Droid, but I don't know. Here's what one says. The Justice Department even got involved in this. Listen to this. The Justice Department recently called out Apple for afflicting Android smartphone users with the dreaded green bubble in text messages, calling it a mark of social stigma, exclusion, and blame.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow, that's mean.
That is mean.
But I got hassled a lot.
Yeah, you know, did get shamed.
I did, a lot. And you guys would do like confetti, and I couldn't do confetti. And then you guys would like hit the heart or the like, you know, the thumbs up or something. And I'd have to like rewrite, like I like it too.
And when she says you guys, she's meaning Carson and Spadil.
Yeah.
Because I didn't write back because I didn't even notice. I don't even care one way or the other. But I will say this, that I started out with an Android. And I'm glad I did. And now I have an Apple. I feel a little bit more superior knowing both formats. Does that make sense? Because I think there are a lot of people out there that have Android, for an example, that have never held an Apple product. Okay, never had the iPhone, never had the MacBook computer, and you have no idea if you got on a Apple iPhone. You know, no idea how to operate it. I do like the fact that I can do both.
So here's my question to Carson and Schmidl.
Okay.
Why is it that 31% of men are ready to that they swipe left for an Android user? What's in your like brain that makes us so like pieces of crap?
Yeah, I don't get it either.
It's just, I mean, it sounds stupid and sounds superficial, but it is kind of the aesthetics of everything.
So a man won't date me because he doesn't like his stupid blue aesthetics.
and I ruin it. BJ has
dumb.
Something. I just feel
it is pretty dumb kind of and
pretty
shallow.
Dumb. It's dumb and shallow. It's dumb.
I do kind it's of feel dumb. That iPhone users are a little bit better people.
See, I knew that. That's really? What it is. That is what it is. iPhone people have always thought they're better than Droid people. It's like Tesla owners. Tesla owners think they're better than God.
But this is the funny thing. I don't know where that came from. I think society made it that way. So I just kind of, I was like, oh yeah, this must be a thing. Like I just look down on people that don't have iPhones.
I've said it for years. I've said that for years that iPhone people think they're better than me.
You know, I can be rude and crude sometimes, but that takes the cake, Carson. Yeah, I mean, no, what you just said, you just said that you are far superior than anyone that has an Android.
I feel like I am.
So
if
you meet Carson out on the street and you got an Android, let's say he's out there hawking some meat, okay? And you run into him out on the street. And remember, if you walk up and you got an Android, he looks down on you. You're no better than that piece of meat he's trying to sell you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I've literally been asked on a date if I have a Droid or an iPhone. I'm Gen Z, and it's very real and very common for all of us.
That's wild to
me. Oh, my God. I can't believe it matters. But you iPhone people, I've said that when you guys were all iPhone, I said you guys were all snots.
You did?
Yeah, you guys were snobs.
I feel like the same way with Tesla people.
I said that.
I feel like Tesla people.
I said that. Yeah, I already said that.
Well, I agree with you then.
I will tell you with the Tesla thing.
Nobody hears.
I've changed my opinion on the Tesla.
What?
Because I see them on sale so much, and I see all these deals that are going on with Tesla, making it easier to have one.
Better.
I don't perceive it that way. Now, the person driving the Tesla might feel that way. But when I see one on the road, I don't think that car is any better than a Mercedes when I see a Mercedes.
But they think in their head.
They
do. I know, but I don't see it either with when I had a Droid. But y'all think that you iPhone people are better and you Tesla people are better. It's just what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Carson, you are so rude. Shallow.
It's like people with like Viking appliances.
Yeah.
I have a friend with Viking. She thinks she's way better than all of us.
Oh, you have a GE?
Yeah.
That's why I refuse to have any friend that has Viking. I don't know what. One. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Have you heard this national anthem of the lady that screwed it up?
No, I have not.
All right. There was I don't know what it was. It was some type of political thing. Whatever. They're going to do the national anthem. So they get this girl. She's going to sing it for you. She's got a good voice. But she screws up, I don't know, maybe 45 seconds into the national anthem. And she uses the word, well, the F word.
What?
She said,
during
she
the
stops.
National anthem?
She stops. She goes, oh, I effed up. Can I start over?
Where is this?
This is live, okay? This is not recorded.
But where?
I don't know where it's at. Spadell, where's it at?
It was on C-SPAN. It was a third-party presidential debate. So yeah, it's all the presidents, like, or all the people running for president besides Trump and Kamala.
Yeah. Oh. So it's on C-SPAN, but it's live.
Oh, no.
She screws it up, uses the F word, and they all look at her and go, you're live? Oh, hello? No. Hello? You need to keep going there, girl. All right, here it is.
For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare. Can I go back, please?
Oh no, she said it twice.
Yeah.
Oh boy. You're live.
You're live. Hey, honey, you're live.
Oh no.
Keep going.
Oh, you're God.
Live. That's brutal.
This is on the government channel.
Wow.
She's bad, too. I got to hear it one more time. That's great, man.
God.
I effed up. Oh, let me start over.
For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare. Can I go back, please?
So bad.
Oh, God. Poor thing.
That is a tough part of the song, though. That rocket's red glare, that'll get you, man. That's a high note.
That's a high note.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Wait, did you know that's why you're not supposed to marry somebody that's a widow?
Why?
Because in their head, they forgot everything. It's not like a divorce. Like a divorce, they hate, you know, the relationship and everything.
Yeah.
But when you marry a widow, all they do is compare you to the widow, because they only, for whatever reason in your brain, you only remember the good stuff and you don't remember how much she bitched at you.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
My son did something over the weekend. We were out there in California. And let me run this by you real quick here. It's got to do with the widow and talking about that other person and the memories and all that.
Yeah.
We're sitting there and we're talking about some of the furniture he has in his place. We went to his place to see where he lives for the first time. And his girlfriend is there, okay? And she's sitting right there next to him. He's got his hand on her leg. And yeah, they're very...
PDA?
Yeah, okay. PDA. That's them. Anyway, we're talking, and I said, the chair, because it's a gaming chair, and it looked really comfortable, whatever, and it looked expensive. And I said, did you buy that chair? And he said, no, my ex did.
Ooh.
And the other girlfriend sitting right there next to him. And I thought, ooh, that was bizarre. I'm going to get off of this topic real quick.
Did she react?
I would never say that. If Lisa's sitting next to me and somebody asked me about something that I'm wearing, where did you get that? Oh, my ex bought this for me. You like it? She had good taste. She had really good.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of weird.
I think it's kind of funny. I think what he's doing is kind of like, that's right, other women want me.
Or it's like, step up your game.
Maybe that. I don't know.
Or how cool the other woman is, because she was sitting there and she didn't even flinch. Didn't even say a word.
I mean, it could go 8 million ways, really. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
It really hit me, though, for some reason. I'm sitting there, I'm going, ooh, dude, man, maybe we have a son and dad talk here before long. You shouldn't be bringing that up, you know, when I ask something like that, if the ex bought it for you.
I mean, I could see me doing it, but to be a dick, but your son's not that.
Yeah, because that could have turned into a huge fight.
I know.
It was very nonchalant. Mm. No, I didn't buy that. My ex bought it for me.
Because, like, my husband, ex-wife, she left the china in our house, and she wasn't going to get it until her new house was built in the Polo Club or wherever it was over there in the Polo people. Anyway, and so I would take a plate and throw it off the cliff every week that she didn't pick them.
Yes, she would.
Every week she didn't pick it up. It was like a really expensive Frisbee.
You know, that's a good point. I wonder if today, now that I'm back here, I'm back for 2 days, I wonder if that chair is still there.
Yeah, I'm wondering that too.
Yeah, it's got some things missing.
Or I feel like it has a stab mark in the seat. We don't know.
I don't know what I started.
I know. Yeah, for sure.
I think my son didn't even think twice by answering.
I just said,
oh, no, no, my ex bought it for me.
But dang. She might have just found out some new information, and now it's slid up. It's just, it's out in the trash.
Jamie, I changed the subject so fast. Yeah.
You know what? What I did get out of your story, though, really, from listening to it, it bothered you that he had his hand on her leg. Like it felt like that you were uncomfortable.
No, I was just, no, not at all.
Oh, you are?
I was just trying to explain the setting and how they were, you know, very much in love with each other. They're very.
Because I'll tell you, to be honest with you,
I thought that was bizarre.
When my son has PDA in front with his girlfriend, the old one, I was like, don't do that.
I think your son's 17, mine's 35.
Yeah, I know.
I'm kind of saying, son, put your hand on her knee. Come on, man.
I don't know. Like, even in front of my dad, like, I would be, I would never, like, mack out in front of my dad. You know,
Macking out may be one thing, but yeah.
You know, it is always awkward between parents and kids. Yeah.
I would guess that chair is not there this morning.
No, it's definitely not there.
Yeah, she threw it out. Yeah.
Good job,
all right,
BJ.
This lady you're talking about making all the money.
Okay, so I have been looking into doing like an Amazon shop or whatever. Because remember, all those people bought those rubber chickens?
Yeah.
You could have easily
slung some rubber chickens.
And I made millions of dollars. Well, anyway, this woman was talking about this. This Amazon FBA, I don't even, what does FBA stand for, Schmidl?
I don't know that one.
What?
Yeah.
Dude.
What?
You should have just made something up.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, what a disappointment.
Yeah. Fulfillment by Amazon.
Okay. I thought for sure he would know it, you know?
Fulfillment by Amazon.
Yep. So that's what I wanted to do, like try to figure that out. I read into it a little bit, but it's like crypto. I got lost, you know? But I really admire you people that figure out how to go into crypto. Those of you that figure out how to do this FBA stuff. But she did do the FBA stuff, and she said she ended up with a bunch of Hoka running shoes and Too Faced makeup piling up in her house. She couldn't sell it. So she decided instead to do Etsy. And it's a third-party Etsy, which I didn't know existed. I thought Etsy was people making arts and crap in their house and then selling it.
That's what I always thought it was.
Only third-party. Yeah.
What?
I thought it because you're selling it on Etsy, so you're a third-party seller on the website.
Right, but I thought it was your original merchandise, right? Uh-huh. Like, I made...
Like, you're creating it by your hand.
Because that's the commercial. It's like this woman's, you know, making rings and jewelry and then selling it.
Yeah, it'd be like Lisa selling her pottery.
Exactly.
On Etsy.
That's all I thought it was. I didn't know that you could go to a third party. So what this woman did is she makes $54,000 a month. And what she does is she sells printed t-shirts, candles, anything printed, right? She sells it on Etsy. But she doesn't make it at all. What she does is she goes to ChatGPT and she finds like little niches that like podcasts, for example.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing a podcast, right? So one of her most popular things was a printed candle that says, the only podcasts that I listen to are the voices in my head. And it was really popular and she sold out. But a third party prints the t-shirts. She just puts it up there like a mock t-shirt.
But it's her idea.
But the printer makes it and ships it for her.
So she just outsources it and then sells it as her own.
And she asked ChatGPT, like, what are clever things that you could say about podcasts? And it came up with that one.
Right.
So she works 10 hours a week. She's a full-time mom, but she works 10 hours a week and makes clears $54,000 a month.
Yeah. That's insane if you think about that.
What the hell?
Yeah. I have a buddy that does $20,000 a month.
Doing what?
Selling merchandise.
Like
and
what?
It's third party. He contracted this place that does printing, and they'll do mugs. They'll do whatever you want. And he puts his show. He does a podcast, and he puts his show on there and then sells it on the internet.
Well, she said she got screwed with like Christmas and St. Patrick's Day because there was too much of that on there. So what she does is just find out, like, she thinks about what's really popular right now, which is podcasts, right? Yeah. So... I mean, like, people on my street are doing podcasts. I'm not even kidding. And so that's what she's like, everybody loves that they have their own podcast.
She basically turns items like candles into memes.
Yeah, that's what she does.
Yeah.
$54,000 a month.
That's pretty cool.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I feel like people that do this, though, like her, for example, I feel like those are people that were really sucked into the pyramid schemes at one time. You know what I mean? where they ordered all that junk that showed up at their house in boxes and they took up the living room and they couldn't resell it.
They
got stuck with it.
Wait, you tried to do that?
Oh, yeah. Advocare. It was like this health and wellness like supplement company, and I got sucked full line and sinker into this thing. I had boxes in my garage.
Oh no!
And this was like when I had no money whatsoever. So I was like, "Oh, you just have to buy $800 worth of product and then sell it, and then you get to keep the money." And I just kept buying, and I wasn't selling anything.
My girlfriend Jolie got so upside down in Avon, so upside down. We started selling it on the radio. She would come on and describe a product.
It was like an infomercial.
and then she'd ship it out. People would say, all right, I'll take it. Because she had so much merchandise in her house.
Doesn't it feel like, though, that those are the type of people that get this whole thing and are able to, and I'm saying this in a positive way. Finally, technology has caught up with that and given you an avenue in order to sell this junk.
Man, what'd you do with all that stuff?
I threw it away eventually. They like went out of business. It was this whole thing.
Oh my God.
That was a thing at one time, remember?
Oh, yeah,
I know. There were so many companies out there that you were going to make, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. All you did was sell it out of your house. But who are you selling it to? Did you ever think of that? Well, who's going to buy it?
I was hawking it. I was trying to hawk it at the gym when I was working out. I'd be like, hey, you need a new pre-workout? Try this, dude.
I feel like there was like something called, New Skin, NU Skin or something? Or I don't remember, but my girlfriend dropped off a jar of this crap for your face or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. And I said, I'll try it. Well, I didn't know this. She needed the container back. I threw it away. And she's like, oh my God, you threw it away? I need the container back because I fill it back up. Because she has a dispenser, like an oil drum in her house to refill this.
You know, I do that with Longmont Dairy. I've got to give their jars back. Yeah,
exactly. Yes! It's like that.
Yes!
Oh my God.
TJ and Jamie.
All right, so let me get into this Thanksgiving thing real quick for you, okay?
Thanksgiving. You say Thanksgiving weird.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you always have. It's like a Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's like a up and then a down.
Well, let me give you the update on Thanksgiving at my house, okay? All right. Now, as you know, I was a little perturbed last week because I got scooped by the in-laws that they're going to do Thanksgiving at their house. I love to do it at my house. Boom, boom, boom. Second year in a row. And I'm not happy about it. I'm not a taco and tamale
burrito.
Guy, burrito guy for Thanksgiving. I want my turkey. Okay? It's very simple. Well, I got scooped on it, but I thought, now, if I can get my kids in here from out of state on Thursday for Thanksgiving, I can probably, you know, I got a great excuse to not go and do my own Thanksgiving. Well, yesterday, I sewed it up. I got the kid from New York coming.
Nice!
The kid from LA coming.
You haven't seen the one from New York in a while.
Year.
Yeah.
It's been a year.
Oh, good. I'm glad he's coming in.
Yeah, he's coming in. Spoke to him over the weekend. Spoke to all the boys over the weekend. We're all set up, but here's the only thing. They can't come in till Friday.
Oh.
Because each one has girlfriend, boyfriend.
And they got to go do their.
And they got to go to their parents for Thanksgiving.
I told you it's always about the girl side. It's always about the girl side.
The boy side.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
He's gay.
Right? Right. Well, so, I obviously know which side that one is.
What's going on there? I can't explain that one, baby. It kind of works for your theory, but it kind of doesn't.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, but yeah. I think now, your son might be a plug.
Now, my one son. Now, my one son in California has a girlfriend. She's been out of a job since January.
Oh, no.
Oh.
She'd been looking, and she'd been interviewing and whatever, can't find a job in the field that she's in, and interview after interview after interview. So yesterday when I talked to him, he said, Dad, because I reached out to him and said, hey, guys, I will pay for your airline ticket.
Because I need to prove a point to this other family that I have family, too.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're exactly right, Jamie. It was a great match.
No, you told me.
Oh, yeah. It was
you
total
said, I'm
grudge.
Flying all the boys in.
Yeah, BJ, I'm working the system, man, with my kids. So I get him on the phone yesterday, or he calls me, actually. Pick up the phone. He goes, yeah, I can do it, Dad. I'll be there. No problem. I can't come because we're going to Kaylee's for Thanksgiving Day, but I'll be there on Friday. Well, I didn't say anything. I thought, okay, well, you know, if you got plans, whatever. Yeah. And he goes, but Kaylee never got a job, you know. And
things are tight.
She'd like to go, too, if it's possible. And I knew what that meant, right?
Dad's on the hook.
Yeah. I mean, she's sitting right there. I could hear her in the background. Yeah. I tried. I tried to get a job. So I was sprung for that.
Yeah.
And then I thought, you know, you come in on Friday, probably going to leave on Sunday. Nope. Going to stay all week, and they need a hotel room.
Oh, no! All week?
But son, I've got an extra bedroom.
Yeah.
And we'd rather have our own place, Dad.
Oh, man. Wow, that's not very nice.
I should have just had tacos for Thanksgiving. Right? It would have been so much easier.
So much cheaper. But no, I have family too. Yeah. Watch this.
Having to prove a point, but, and now it's cost me $2,000.
Well, and not only that, but now you're on the hook to go to their Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you have to go.
Yeah.
I know.
I lost all the way around.
Now you are having a burrito and you're in debt.
Yes. Yes. It's completely backfired on me, Jamie.
Oh, my God. That's so my bad. Whole...
It's terrible.
It is terrible.
It's the worst Thanksgiving ever.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
I got a scary story for you.
I heard.
Yeah. Terrifying, actually. Yeah. And it caught me really off guard this morning. And I didn't know what to do. I mean, I was ready to reach for, you know, the old six shooter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I walk out of my house, and I always go in and out the garage. I don't go out the front door. And so I get to the garage, and right before, you know, I'm about to open the garage, I kind of fiddle around a little bit, but I hear something. And I thought, well, I wonder if we got a rat or something in the garage, you know?
Right.
But nevertheless, I take my phone, I open the garage door. As soon as the I'm standing there ready to go out. As soon as the garage door starts opening, I see a pair of shoes.
What?
On the outside of the garage.
No!
As the garage slowly.
No!
I swear. And
raccoons wear shoes?
Like, as no the idea. Garage door is going up, a man's legs.
No!
Yes. Shut up. Now, I don't know what's going to happen at this point.
And he's not moving?
No, just standing there. Nothing moves. It's like somebody planted some fake legs there or something, okay? I literally grab for my bag because...
You have a concealed carry.
Yes, yeah. I have a concealed carry. I grab that, start unzipping it, and the garage keeps going up. It gets to the guy's waist, gets all the way up, and he goes, "Amigo!" I'm just staring at him. I mean, literally, like me and Carson right here. It's Amazon.
Oh.
At 4 a.m.
Well, I know that they deliver overnight, but why is he standing at your garage?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I have no idea. I guess he heard me inside rumbling around and realized somebody's, maybe he saw the light come on when I went into the garage because it automatically, you know, the garage door opened. But when that garage started up and I saw feet,
there's
no way. Freaked out.
That's kind of weird that he would just stand there.
He was just standing there, Jamie.
Yeah, that's
and he had
weird.
On one of those vests that you wear on the side of the road, the reflection vest.
Yeah.
And he wasn't driving an Amazon truck. He was a delivery artist independent.
Yep. Yeah.
So he's got a pickup truck that's running outside, which I couldn't hear that. I'm deaf. But it, I
I bet it scared the crap out of you. We're lucky we're not hearing about a shooting in Littleton.
Well, especially like that time in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't want to scare anyone if I'm delivering a package. I just want to drop it off and get out of there.
I've never seen anyone delivering a package 4 a.m. I know they deliver late at night, overnight, whatever. But I've never seen anyone. But especially as the door comes up, you see feet. Then you start to see legs, and it's like,
that is like slow motion.
And he wasn't moving. He wasn't spooked. He didn't like run away.
I'm surprised he didn't say, "Hi, I'm an Amazon delivery guy. I don't want to freak you out."
Yeah,
like, I'm sure that they you know, they do this all the time. They meet up with people all the time at the front door accidentally or garages, and that they would give you a warning, like, "Just so you know, I'm the Amazon guy. I hear you in there. Just so you know." You know,
because if people get scared, you don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, but I got the car. I was literally shaking.
I bet.
Was like, oh my God, that guy scared me. I didn't expect, you know, amigo.
So what'd you get?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I think it's a package that my father-in-law ordered some water filters.
Water filters?
This guy's out delivering water filters at 4 a.m.
Wait, he gets it delivered at your house?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he's coming to my house
eventually. I know, but he thinks you need a water filter?
No. They're for a new sink area that he's ordered, and these filters fit that. So, yeah. He thinks
we're that far in the process?
I don't know, Jay.
He's getting ready. He's like, yeah, send everything over.
I don't know.
We haven't even put up drywall yet.
I have no idea what's going on. He just handed me the package, and I think that's what it was. I'm not sure. I was supposed to be on the lookout for the water filters all day yesterday.
Gotcha.
I couldn't even take a nap because I'm waiting on water filters. I'm like, dude.
Oh, my God.
Don't let them get away without dropping off my filters. And I said, okay, yeah, I got it.
I cannot believe this man's going to move into your basement. It's going to be a long life, buddy.
I love water filters. Yeah. Man, I got to tell you, though, that was, like, terrifying.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah. I mean, I literally was reaching for the bag.
But you think, honestly, that they would be trained to, like, say something like, I'm Amazon, you know, something like that.
He never said a word.
Until it
got all the way up to his face. And I still didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
You know, he's standing there with like a construction vest on. And we've had these rumors around the neighborhood of break-ins.
Well, remember like the first time that I saw that was at Christmas time, around Christmas time.
Yeah.
And I was freaked out because the guy got out of the regular car with the vest on. And I'm like, oh, this is like, he is out to like kill me, you know? But no, and they just started doing that courier service about what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I can't stand it because you don't feel like they're official.
No,
it could be anybody.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
I need them to have one of those weird electric trucks that are hideous.
some markings.
Yeah, something.
Even like put it on the side of the car because Brie and I saw someone, it was two kids. And they looked sketchy driving around and it was like 5 o'clock at night, whatever. And they stopped at my neighbor's house. And Brie was like, I think they just got out and took a package. And I was like, really? Because that would be easy.
Yeah. You put on a couple of vests.
Exactly.
And you walk up to, you don't know if you're taking it because you can't, you know, you're not really paying attention.
And one of them had a hood up. So it was hot out. I was like, why is he wearing a sweatshirt? So that was sketchy.
A hoodie, yeah.
And then we get out and I go check the porch and I was like, no, they must have just dropped off a package. So it was probably.
But it'd be easy.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You know, my theory is wear an Amazon vest and drive your beater car and steal stuff. And the other one is have a white truck with a yellow light on top.
Yeah, you
can go anywhere.
I don't think I'd want to be that person that's doing the delivery at 4 a.m. by yourself out there.
I know. I agree.
Into these neighborhoods and stuff. I don't know if I'd want to be that person.
Yeah, I agree.
That doesn't even seem safe for him.
Yeah, well, obviously it was because you froze.
I did. I know what I would do in that situation. Freeze. Oh! I was like Scooby-Doo in there.
That was a test.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hey, you mentioned off air, Jamie.
Yeah.
That you had to quit buying from ads.
For what?
You said you had to quit buying from ads that you're seeing.
Dude. I have a real problem. Okay. No, I'm not even kidding. It's bad. It's really, really, really bad. So, you know how a long, long time ago, Home Shopping Network came on TV, right?
Yeah.
And we'd sit there and we'd like watch Suzanne Summers and she'd be like, you gotta get this. And you're like, oh, that's cute, Suzanne. But it made it too hard, right? Because you'd have to call in the number and then give them
a credit. But it was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
I remember my mom just shopping, you know, sitting there and I was like, whoa, mom, you should get it. And then we're like, oh, it's too hard. You got to call. You got to give them your credit card number, all that stuff. Well, they have this thing that's brand new. It's called Apple Pay.
One click.
And it will destroy, you. So yesterday I made a vow. Because now what it is, why I bring up Home Shopping Network is because basically on my feed, no matter what it is, no matter if it's X, no matter if it's Facebook, Instagram, it doesn't matter, whatever. I'm bombarded, even in Reels, where I like to go into Reels and I watch them, then an ad pops up. And it's Home Shopping Network again, but only it's in a beautiful little 10-second package that you believe in. For example, I need to have my water alkalined. I need alkaline water. And hydrogenated or whatever. Right. So I bought this thing that you push a button for 10 seconds. And I think it puts like hydrogen in your water. I don't know what it puts in your water. It puts something in your water.
I think I've seen that though. Yeah. I think I've gotten that ad.
I bought it.
Okay.
I haven't used it yet.
Yeah, but still.
But Joe Rogan said you got to.
And so
I said, okay, Joe, I'll do it. And then there's this NAD stuff and NMN stuff. And Joe Rogan's like, Jamie, you got to buy this. And I was like, okay, Joe. So I bought the set of NMN and NDB and whatever.
The NAD is really popular right now.
Really popular. Yeah, really it's popular. On every ad. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I got to get myself some.
So then the reason why I just stopped is I bought a $130 fruit strainer.
What?
Yeah. That's when the, like...
You mean like a juicer?
No, not that. What's cool.
A strainer.
Like a colander. It's $130.
Yeah, you can get that at King Soopers.
Yeah.
For like $2.
Well,
no, this one's special.
This one is amazing. And it what it does, it has some light therapy or something for your vegetables. And it kills all the bacteria. It takes off all the pesticide with its light therapy. You just put all your food in there and push a button. The light goes beep. All of a sudden, boom. No pesticides.
Sanitary vegetables.
Yeah, I haven't received it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
I like how you've decided to clean the pesticides off after your kid leaves.
Well,
probably should have done this 17 years ago.
No, you know what I used to do it as a pain in the butt is I squeeze lemon all over it.
Yeah.
All over the fruit. Oh, that's how I used to do it. Yeah.
So. They do make it so easy, though. I'll give you an example. So a couple of nights ago, last Thursday, I was going to buy something, okay? And I'm on eBay. I went to eBay to buy it. And I purchased this. And then I had to go search because it happened so quick. It's like, order's been placed.
Yeah.
It happened so quick. I had to go searching to find out where it was charged to.
And what you bought?
Yeah. Well, no, I knew what I'd bought, but I didn't know what card.
Oh.
The phone had approved it, but it didn't tell me where I approved it, you know? Did I buy it from PayPal? Did I buy it from my bank account? Did I do it from a credit card? I don't even know where I bought this thing from. But they make it so easy. All you got to do is click a button.
Well, my newest obsession is, oh my God, I'm just so embarrassed, is Muesli.
What is Muesli?
It's stuff for your face.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm really into Muesli now.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, like, if you have a little dark spot or anything, like they make this stuff. Everybody, all the testimonies say it really works. So,
yeah.
I bought some Muesli yesterday, and even though I promised myself no more.
Yeah.
But then the Muesli had some other stuff for, like, your
turkey neck.
Your décolleté, or you could call it that.
Turkey neck.
Décolleté.
No, turkey neck.
And so I bought that, and that was, like, $150.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And if you subscribe to them, then it's only $79.
Yeah, you get, like, 20% off.
Yeah, but if you only one-time purchase, $130. So I subscribed.
You don't even have the turkey neck.
No, I know, not yet, but...
you got to prevent it.
But because Muesli says I need to do preventative maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's all about prevention.
Man, seems like you're all set.
Yeah. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I'm just, all I do is blow through money, BJ. It's my kids in college.
I know.
No, it's just dumb. I literally, it's Saturday morning. I accidentally woke up at 4 a.m. What do? You get on your phone. You start looking at Reels. And then you watch Joe Rogan tell you what to buy. And then you buy it because you're like, Joe Rogan's cool.
Jamie, it's gotten so bad at my house. And my wife, I mean, she orders and orders and orders. Just like you. Just like you. I can literally be standing outside. And if I see that UPS truck, if I see an Amazon truck coming up the road, I know where they're headed. I don't even have to second guess.
Yeah.
They're coming to my house. I'm ready to accept it because I know exactly where they're headed.
This is the downfall of America right here. It is. Well, listen, we're all overspending. We're also doing that pay later crap.
Yep.
We're in debt to our eyeballs because everybody picks the pay later thing.
Yeah.
It's so convenient.
Right?
Yeah.
And then we get all this crap. I mean, literally Chinese crap.
I do get how all these brick and mortar stores are going out of business, though.
Yeah.
I mean, your Big Lots and all this, all these little stores. And
because I'm shopping at 4 a.m. That's why.
Nobody's getting off their couch and going anywhere, exactly. Man. We're all doing it. And this Christmas is going to be exactly the same thing. Everything's going to be done online. Mm-hmm.
Do you know I've actually bought the same shirt 3 times from Amazon and didn't even realize it? Till I organize my closet.
Really?
Yeah, that's a problem.
They all 3 have the tags on them, yeah. And they're all 3 the same.
I told you what my wife does. She'll order 3 different sizes of the same shirt or boots, whatever, just to see which one fits and send the others back.
I don't return anything.
Bree does it all the time.
It's like what?
Like different outfits, all same sizes, she'll try on and keep the ones that she likes.
I have intentions of returning stuff.
Yeah.
But they're just in the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.